This is Union Redskins Football, presented by TTCU, the credit union, and Tulsa All-State agent Jimmy Willis on News 102.3 KRMG.
Namath back to pass. Joe looking, throwing, and it's completed on the
first.
Michael Jordan will ever take in the NBA.
Terrific play in there. Just swarmed Broken Arrow's quarterback, and it's Union's football.
3, 2, 1. Showtime.
A dominant force in Oklahoma high school football. Union is on a mission for yet another championship this season. Hear every moment live on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and always on News 102.3 KRMG. Now, the voice of Union Redskins football, KRMG's Rick Corey.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Chris Lincoln, filling in again for the voice of the Redskins, Rick Corey. He's off of the University of Tulsa football team down in Houston for the game tomorrow. We welcome you to Norman North and this Oklahoma High School football Class 6A1 District 2 heavyweight showdown. It's the 5-1 number 2 ranked Union Redskins, the undefeated 6-0 number 3 ranked Norman North Timberwolves. Both teams are a perfect 3-0 in District 2 play. Now, fans on this west side of the state are wondering, is this Norman North team the one? Are they the one to end Union and Jenks in Eastern Oklahoma's 20-year string of the big school state football championships? And how about this? Union has not lost to an Oklahoma City area team since 2001. They are 23-0 against teams on this western side of the state. Our analyst, former arena football quarterback, Zach Jones, back to his usual color job after taking my play role last week. Zach, good job, play-by-play. So what do you think? Is this Norman North team, are they the one?
Well, I think that they are prepared mentally to be the one. I think that they absolutely think they're the one, and tonight will be a great tale if they've got it all together. But everybody down here, there's a lots are full. I was telling you before the game, I remember coming loud last time that we were down here, and it was their homecoming, and unfortunately they played BB for their homecoming. And tonight it seems like it's homecoming again. I mean, this crowd is amped up, and they really do feel like this is their year.
But, again, to put things in perspective, the two big powers of Oklahoma football, Union and Jenks, they're just startling figures, Zach. They're a combined 53-0 against West Side teams since 2010.
Well, and I believe that's the stat that Union, Norman, is trying to defunct this tonight.
Well, the Timberwolves coach Brent Barnes have not been challenged this season. They've outscored their first six opponents, 334-57. That includes winning four of those six games on the road. And here come the Union Redskins on the field now. Union in their road white jerseys, black pants with the silver helmets with the U on it. They take the field off to our right. Last year, Union beat this Norman North squad 52-24. Now, key players, the Timberwolves, their senior quarterback, Brandon Marquette. He's passed for just over 2,000 yards, 23 touchdowns, and you'll appreciate this, Zach. He's had only one interception in six games.
Well, and the kid stands back there, I believe, just a junior, is that right?
Yeah.
And just stands back with full confidence. He's got the coach's son out there to throw to, so he's
That's
got a
right.
couple big targets. And I mean, he's what you need in a big target offense.
Yeah, Oklahoma football coach Bob Stoops, his wife Carol, they're supposed to be here at the game tonight watching their twin boys, Drake and Isaac, both starters. Drake is their leading wide receiver and a really top college prospect. He's just a junior, as, of course, is Isaac. Isaac plays like his daddy did in the defensive secondary. Union counters with star running back, the TU commit senior Shamari Brooks, just 64 yards away, Zach, from 1,000 yards this season. He has already scored 13 touchdowns, including three last week in that 51-3 rout of Moore. And, of course, that was after the week before the school record, 7 touchdowns at a Owosso.
So. Well, that running game right now is just hitting on all cylinders, and there's so many different deadly weapons in the backfield. And so I think that probably the challenge tonight is going to be Norman's defense is absolutely just stout. They're phenomenal, big up front, and they're going to try to stop that run and make them one-dimensional.
And here come the Timberwolves of Northern North. They're in all black tonight. Black jerseys, black pants, black helmets. Oh, good, and really dark green numbers on the black jersey. So.
Really, really easy to read out
makes,
there.
Makes it great for us old eyes and the spotters here. So, and we're missing Jeff tonight, right?
Jeff, so we're missing our number one spotter this evening, so we're going to put the test to us tonight.
Richard Johns is here, though. We're doing our statistics, and you can also do color and spotting and engineering, as we found out as well. So, and then, of course, back at the studio, as always, and taking care of us and keeping an eye on how we do things is Mike Downing. So appreciate their efforts. Beautiful night for football here in Norman, Oklahoma.
Well, Chris, what I'm so excited about tonight is that there's just a great energy in the atmosphere. It's good, cold, fall weather football. And if there's a challenge to be had in Oklahoma, it's this game tonight. Norman really feels like, Norman North feels like that this is their year. And everybody on this side, I was down working this area today, and throughout the dealerships in Oklahoma City, these guys felt like Mustang had a chance. And the Norman North put a whipping on Mustang to really set the tone that they're the team on the west side to be reckoned with this year. And I think we're going to see that tonight. They're going to bring all that attitude into this game.
The wind south 11 miles per hour. Temperature game time 72. Cloudy skies here. Union will be kicking off. Norman North. The Timberwolves will receive as we look at Union kicking left to right as you'd be looking in. Wind south 11 miles per hour here.
Noah Rauschenberg.
Noah Rauschenberg set to kick off. For the Redskins.
Number 21, Ben Jones. Number 32,
Jackson Jones are deep for the Timberwolves. There's the whistle. And we're about to get this first 12-minute quarter underway. Welcome to Oklahoma High School Football's heavyweight match, ranked as one of the top 10 high school football games in the nation this Friday night. And the ball goes through the end zone, out of there. It'll be Norman North on the touchback to take over to start first and 10.
Well, it's a great time for the defense to kind of show up. This offense is really very powerful, and if you let them get excited early, this is when you let a team that really feels like they've got an upper hand to try to take over. You just don't want them to get that false hope.
Brandon Marquette is a senior, but he is a senior quarterback. The senior quarterback, 6'1", in the shotgun, one guy behind him, two receivers to the right side, one to the left. Marquette takes the snap, fakes the handoff, gets rushed, throws over the middle, caught. Pulled down to the 32-yard line for a first down.
Pass complete to 24, Mitchell Ross.
There we go. Mitchell Ross, I don't see him on there.
Mitchell Ross, the tight end, 5'11", 196, made the reception there.
They came out play action, first play of the game, and they wanted to go to the air.
Ben Jones, a tailback behind the quarterback, Brandon Marquardt, who's in the gun formation here. Rockert turns, hands off the back, goes off the right side, and is pulled down immediately there. He's just got back to the line of scrimmage. Nicely done defensively for the Redskins there. Jordan Starks, the strong safety, was there to make the tackle. No gain, second and 10 now for the Timberwolves. Just underway here, first quarter at Norman North High School.
Good fill there by Jordan Starks. He's going to need to come up and make some big plays, but really not get caught by that run play action. He's going to stay back and be disciplined tonight.
Marquette with Ben Jones behind him. Two receivers down to the left side, one to the right. Marquette waits for the snap. The back goes in motion. A flag flies first, though.
Penalty marker on the play.
First flag of the evening.
They put Jake Simmons, they put him back in the backfield as a receiver.
False start.
Procedure penalty cost the Timberwolves 5 yards. So now there'll be a second down. But second and 14. Whistles again just as the ball is about to be snapped. Ball is spotted at the Northern North 29-yard line.
I guess
they just had to set the clock issue or something. So no penalty. Now they're winding the clock. So still second and 14. Norman North, their own 29-yard line. They get up to their own 43 for a first down on this play. Marquette takes a snap, looks to his left, throws outside there at the 30, at the 35, knocked out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Looks like just shy of the first down. Fields knocked him out. Jack Simmons, reserve wide receiver, made the catch there.
Well, the interesting part is they put him in the backfield there, so they had Simmons back lined up in the backfield like a running back, and they just ran a flare route. And you've got to kind of expect something like that with a lot of athletes on the field, and you put a receiver in the backfield, they're going to use him.
Short yardage now for the Timberwolves on the pickup there of 11 yards. It's now third and two from the 41-yard line. So needing 2 yards on third down.
Very empty.
Yeah, empty backfield. Marco waits for the snap. Takes it. Goes off to the left side. Has the first down. 45. Midfield. Across midfield to the Union 49-yard line.
We don't have Spicer back on the list. He's in the game again tonight. He's been out for a couple weeks.
That's right. He sure has.
Brandon Spicer's back on the roster this evening.
Very good.
Well, that was just a straight quarterback keeper. They kept empty in the backfield. And what they did, they pinched on that outside, and it looked like they're going to maybe time out.
Now, a Union player injured there.
Thornton.
Darius Thornton, the linebacker, slowed on the field, and the official immediately stopped play. Now, Darius Thornton takes a seat at the 46-yard line. The Union training staff is out to check on him. Again, 10:42 left this opening quarter. Norman North took the opening kickoff. Driven from their 20-yard line, now to Union, just across midfield, the Union's 49-yard line. They're doing some work on the field. Let's take our first break of the evening. You're listening to Union Redskins football on KRMG.
Well, finally, hello again, everyone. We're back at Norman North High School. Sorry for our technical difficulties. We're now coming down to the last minute 50 of the first quarter with Tulsa Union leading Norman North 7-6. This game, as we set up earlier for you, is a heavyweight match of Oklahoma High School football. Union comes in at right number 2 in the state, 5-1. Norman North, number 3 in the state, perfect 6-0, hoping to end a long drought with the West team to get the East. Right now, it's Union with a third down and 2 at their own 42-yard line. Direct snap taking the 40, dives forward. It's going to be, looks like just a bit short of the 44 they need to get to for a first down. First thing in along with Zach Jones. Also with us tonight is Doc Blevins down on the sidelines. Richard Johns handling our statistics for us. We apologize again for some technical difficulties, so we're doing the old-fashioned way on the cell phone. Norman North scored first in this game. They drove 80 yards on the opening kickoff. Had a long pass play from their outstanding quarterback, their senior Brandon Marquette, to Coach Bob Stoops' son Drake, about a 40-yard completion down inside the 5-yard line. Marquette then scored on a 1-yard run. The extra point, though, was blocked. Then back came the Union Redskins. They get Kyrie Richardson on a 15-yard slant pass from Grady Davenport. The extra point was good by Noah Rauschenberg, and that gave Union a 7-6 lead. That's where we are right now, 7-6. Union with 1:21 left to play in this opening quarter. And Union is just shy of the mark. It's fourth down, less than a yard, but they're, again, at their 44-yard line. Let's see how Coach Kirk Frederick wants to play this one.
So if you want to act like you've got the game, you know, you're not afraid of the.
And they're stepping up. And he is. We hear the Norman North crowd come to their feet, trying to throw on their defense, which has been stellar this year for them. And the Redskins. Davenport in the shotgun, turn. And the foot loses the football. Loose. Rolls free, and this is going to be recovered by Norman North. They've done it at the Union 43-yard line. It was a really quick look anyway. He was short. The handoff from Davenport was fumbled by Scolari Brooks. He got hit in the back as soon as he took it. And there'll be a turnover. And it'll be the Union football, first and 10. That'll be at the Tulsa Union 44-yard line.
Well, Chris, I can't remember the last fumble we gave up this year a complete turnover. Maybe fumble and want to bobble it, but that's a complete turnover and in the wrong territory. But nonetheless, if they didn't get the first down, it's going to go back to Norman anyway.
Brandon Marquette, an outstanding senior quarterback, going for over 2,000 yards this season, has the Timberwolves first and 10 at the Union 43. 1:10 left in the opening quarter. Union leads 7-6 here. Man going in motion. Marquette looks, pumps. Throws, has a man wide open, has it to 25-yard line, falls forward to the 23-yard line. First and 10. Charlie Kohler, the big 6'7", 236-pound senior, an Iowa State commit. That's his second big catch of the night. He pulls it in and gives Norman North a first and 10 at the Union 24-yard line. Waiting for the snap. Marquette takes it, turns, hands off up the middle, fighting to about the 22-yard line before being pushed back there. Running back Ben Jones, Tyree Fisher on the tackle. It'll be a second down. 7 for Norman North. They're at the Redskins now 22-yard line. Clock running down. The 20 seconds left in this opening quarter. Markwood, one back behind him. Now shifts off to the right side. Two receivers left, one to the right. Markwood looks to the sideline for a signal. Now sets up again. Back he goes to pass. Rushes on. Rolls off to the left side. Got to keep the football. Cuts inside the 20. Pulls down at the 17, 18-yard line. He'll be shy of the first down. It'll be third down, but short yardage. Nice play in there, pushing out Raphael Williams for Union. Chasing him out of the pocket there, making the stop. Third down at the end of the first quarter. After the first quarter of play here in this big 6-1 Slugger showdown between number 2 Union, number 3 Norman North. It's the Redskins 7, the hometown Timberwolves 6. You're listening to Union Redskins football on KRMG 102.3 AM 740.